So it's a bonus episode. I'm Theo, and it's my first day on the job at the DMV. Oh boy. I hope things go well for me, even though I'm the only one here and we're already an hour behind and people are getting visibly mad in their seats. Calling ticket number 432. It's ticket 432. Oh, yes, hello, sir. Walking up to the counter for a license renewal, it's Kendrick Andrew Lamar. Good morning, sir. Now, you're here for a license renewal, is that right? You don't have to do a voice or anything, it's fine.
Yes, that's what I'm here for.
Okay. Look, I'm new here, but I see you've filled out form 49C, which is for a new license. Mm-hmm. And you want the license renewal form, that's 49A. I'm so sorry, sir. It's my first day on the job. I'm so sorry. So what are you writing down right now?
What am I writing down?
Yeah, in your little notepad.
Nothing. Don't cover up your name tag.
is that about me?
No. Scribble.
How come it's... I can see you writing... How come it starts with... Jabroni Theo P down at the DMV, pencil pushing Wally mourns the death of Jeffrey E?
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? Why you on Little St. James, brother? Just taking a look? I heard your name was written down in his little black book. That's not true!
It's gonna be true as far as everyone else is concerned.
Oh my god. What? There's more? You think you're any better than the KKK? I wipe my ass without flushing form 49A? I'm raw dogging, I'm spreading Epstein bars. Elon, you gotta fly these pedos so they dye their ass on Mars. That's unfair. Is that really necessary?
Me think the DMV worker doth protest too much.
Oh my god. Please don't write a devastating global phenomenon takedown of me. Pulitzer Prize winner Kendrick Lamar. I'm just trying to do my best. Please come back to me with form 49A and don't release that song, sir.
Wow.
We'll see.
Okay. Calling number 433. Oh yes, hello, sir. It says here your name is John Lucy Wick. And you'd like to challenge your speeding fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not really how this works, sir. Oh, and also you've got a gun to kill me with.
Oh, I'll kill you. I came here to kill you.
This is my first day on the job, but that probably fixes the problem that I was going to have with the last guy calling me a pedo to global success. So probably just kill me then.
Sorry, so I'm having a lot of trouble getting into the character of John Lucy
John Wick,
Wick at the moment.
It's just John Wick.
I'm just like mulling over in my head. Did you write the rap first or come up with the intro first?
came up with the intro first, and then
but
I had
you
to
want
write...
like you wanted to write the rap,
and then you had to put yourself in the mind of Kendrick Lamar in order to write. About yourself if you worked at the DMV.
Yeah, that's right. Like if I was critical success, Pulitzer Prize winner, you know, Kendrick Lamar kind of deconstructing like race relations and me as well at the same time.
You're the pedo that works at the DMV.
Yeah, I'm not a pedo.
Sorry, okay. Just Little St. James, not technically
don't clip
a pedo.
That. Don't clip that. Or clip that and show it to people so that they know he's not.
I also needed a night where there was only two of you because I wasn't going to write a third one.
I want more verses. I want more bars from you.
An album?
Careful.
A whole album by the rapper with poor self-esteem where you do all songs that are disses directed at yourself.
That's really impressive, actually. I feel like I've gone to work and my coworker did so much more work than me today. Oh, shit, Lord. That's really good.
Did you pick the DMV? Like, I kind of feel like in John Wick's world, it's somewhere that he's paying with one of the gold coins, right?
You
but he's
got
to
like
go
a,
to the DMV at some
point. A special gold coin DMV.
They've got their own kind of, like, admin
They absolutely network? Do. They got all the ladies running the assassin bookies, you know.
You think one of the rockabilly ladies is working the DMV?
But are you claiming that there's like cops call you over and you've got like one of those like gold fringe licenses from the assassin's DMV and they go, oh, sorry, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Here's a second DMV back here. Just
please don't kill me with a knife.
The thin black line, the thin Punisher. No, they're already, the cops are already doing the Punisher stuff. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do think the assassins have their own DMV. By the time we get to the third and fourth movies, they are revealing essentially like an entire parallel society.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. They
illustrate that there's a lot of functions you can get taken care of as an assassin without really having to deal with the normies. How did he meet his wife?
Hmm.
He seems like he never interacts with anyone who's not part of
maybe
the big...
Maybe since his wife died, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe she
he used
was
to just be more of a... Well, maybe.
Yeah. But I haven't seen 3 and 4. I just saw the end of 2 when there's a great awakening. Is the assassins thing like QAnon?
Like, maybe. No.
Is it just QAnon for killing people?
QAnon.
Yeah, I guess.
QAnon.
So. QAnon. Do you think you can get like an assassin society like colonoscopy? Like, you don't have to go on like the public health waiting list. You go to
this
like.
This is
what
I'm saying. Like,
you
do
show
they have
your little
their
gold
own...
coin, you go to a special colonoscopy room.
One colonoscopy for a gold coin, please. It's same I paid for my laundry.
So there's like the doctors in the movies where, you know, he gets shot. And he has to go and I think I was watching the start of 3 the other day where he's like been shot at the end of the last movie and he goes and gets patched up by a doctor and he gives him the coins. Stands to reason you could go to that doctor not in an emergency.
What if you need a wart removed?
Yeah.
Can you freeze this wart off for me?
I think they specialize in putting tongs in like little bullet holes and pulling the bullet out and then like dropping it into a metal plate so it goes ding.
Right. So you're
that's
navigating
sort of like their,
the public health system otherwise.
Their primary kind of
the
training.
Main. If you go and say,
suturing.
I need some antibiotics, they're like, I got no idea what you're talking
about. I don't know what that
about. Is. But I can sew that big like knife
is that a
cut
kind of bullet?
Yeah. I can sew that closed for you while you have no anesthetic if you'd like. You can sit there going,
ooh,
that's pretty much those are the two things I do.
Hey, in John Wick 3... He goes into a stable.
Yes.
You know? He interacts with some horses.
Yes.
He rides one.
He rides one. He also like takes one by the reins and he turns it around and he spanks it, gives it a little shock, and it kicks a guy to death in the head.
Hell yeah. You know? I would be hooting and hollering about this segue if my children weren't asleep right now.
Boy, did watching that scene get my blood pumping.
No.
Speaking of your blood getting pumping when you interact with a horse, it's time for what Ben has titled in the notes, Possible Deletion Watch.
We can't make editorial decisions without Ben, so I guess we gotta do it.
I think this is kind of a last resort story, but here we are.
Up
first. There's so much more in the notes.
Number one.
Like more stories.
Now, look, Ben put that there because, you know, he doesn't want anyone to get upset. Ben notoriously doesn't like upsetting people. I think
that's
fair
true.
To say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
However...
He's the beating heart of this podcast.
He is. He's the soft center.
We're the one dick and two balls.
So, listener, simply let me ask you this first. You wouldn't get mad at me, would you?
No.
You wouldn't get mad at little old us. Ben, because if you were mad at us, it would make Ben feel really bad that he wasn't here to do anything about it.
That's right. So just roll with us for a minute with this story, okay? I know it seems grim to start with. From KPNX, the Phoenix in Arizona, a 21-year-old man was arrested this week after a security camera allegedly recorded him committing sexual acts upon a horse.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Thumbs down.
Yes.
I didn't know you could get arrested for that as well. I thought it was just like...
What, frowned upon?
So it's fine when Freddy Got Fingered does it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hands?
Mr. Well, I don't know. I I don't know whether they got to working out whether they could charge him.
Mr. Hands. Who could say? We'll look that up. Come back to it.
All right. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said Kenneth Selner, naming him, right?
Yeah.
Kenneth Selner. Name.
Don't put in the paper that I fuck horses.
Yeah. The reporter going, no, of course not. That's S-E-L-L.
L-L, double L, was it? Right?
A double L on that one? No reason. Writing down his freestyle verse about this guy fucking a horse. He was booked into jail for charges after he allegedly admitted to inappropriately touching a horse while cleaning the animal's stall. So he's in there for a reason, you know.
Yep.
Suspect's family told MCSO that Selner had been asked to clean out the horse stalls while they were away on vacation. While checking in on surveillance cameras, they saw a little something going down.
Yeah. You know?
What did they say?
Well, they do say performing sex acts on a
horse. On the horse.
Who's doing... Mm. But is that an
you
issue
You never know.
Of
you
the,
can fill of, in your own blanks there.
Yeah, is that an issue of the specifics of what you're doing, or is that an issue of the horse can't consent, so you're the one doing it to the horse?
I think you're talking about...
I think you sucked off a horse.
This is...
It's not funny. The act the... isn't funny, just to be clear.
I feel like we need, like... Blessed Boy Tom or something on this to explain, but in his absence, I feel like that is a man that sucked on a horse, or maybe
I think he sucked on a horse.
You can't get a horse to suck you off, I'll tell you that.
He was the giver, not the receiver.
Yeah, you're always trying to keep stuff away from the horse's mouth, you know, chomp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much truck with horses.
Not very experienced, personally.
The family member returned home, told Selner to leave the property, and contacted MCSO.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, stop sucking.
did you suck off my horse?
coming into the back office and going, is there anything you want to tell me? Anything
and
interesting happened?
I'm not judgmental. Yeah. Like, I'm a very open person. I just care about honesty.
It's mainly honesty. I'm not going to get mad.
Nobody's mad at you. Except maybe the police.
The RSPCA.
Yeah, who we called.
And here's why Ben put the story in the notes. After locating the suspect near 7th Street and Beardsley Road, he allegedly admitting to touching the horse because, quote, one thing led to another.
Sorry, again, the bestiality is not funny. That's a really funny thing to say about
it's the
it
doing
really
bestiality.
It implies like some flirting,
yeah,
some sexual chemistry.
Well, you know how you it know? Is.
It's yeah, the dollop episode 8 excuse. Like, you were too close for too long. Like, what's going on here?
You were just left in a room together for too long. It's like, maybe we shouldn't have been here in the first place. I shouldn't be here without my wife, you know?
This is like how...
I'm going to text it. Should I text it? Let her know I'm here?
Should I text? I feel like it's a really inappropriate situation for me to be in. Like, you know how these things can escalate.
I saw a popular streamer, Ninja, the other day explaining to his viewers why he is never alone in a room with a woman who isn't his wife. Like, great. Mike Pence style.
Yeah, Mike Pence style. Yeah.
Yeah, he was going Mike Pence mode and he was explaining that that's totally normal.
Yeah, Ninja's like a wife guy.
Yeah, not in a good way though.
Tyler Blevins.
It's kind of psycho to be like, I can't ever be in a room with any woman.
Yeah.
For
you
any
can't
reason.
Trust me and I can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you except with this guy, me. It's horses.
Because, hey, one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
What if it was one of those really glossy Arabian horses?
Yeah. What if it was painted?
Try keeping your hands to yourself then. You know?
All right,
guys?
What kind of horses?
Everybody rank the horses
rank
that you
the
find most
that
attractive.
You find
this
most
podcast
sexually
was a
attractive.
We need
yeah. It's a bonus.
Back.
Don't worry about it. He put
worry,
it in
relax.
There. He put that
he put
in those.
In
he knew what he was doing.
We were just reading it. One thing led to another.
hey, a horse, that can be a mode of transport, you know?
Yeah.
But it's easier and faster to travel long distances in a plane. It's time for Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
So I'm breaking Ben's rules. You know, Ben's not here. He's not here to do anything about it. Someone did post this in the Discord the other day, but I found it too tantalizing to let it go.
Too good to resist.
So I'm going to introduce you to Love Cloud Las Vegas, which is a flight service that lets you join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, I saw this too. Did you see this, Andrew?
I did. I saw a photo of the back of the plane.
Oh, I got deep in it. Let's dive in.
Let's get in there.
So this, I found an article from the Daily Mail. If those wings are clapping, we know something's going down in the back. We don't know exactly what, but we're pretty sure that they understood the assignment.
That is...
What the
that
fuck?
That is a dog shit sentence. That
number
is
one,
all
the wings
more disappointing for the
clapping.
Way...
Wings are clapping. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, so that is setting it up for the rhyme format.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
If the vans are rocking, don't come knocking.
If the wings are clapping, not what wings do.
Not what they do. Then no rhyme.
Yeah.
We then know something's no gone down in the back.
And then finishing it with they understood the
they
assignment.
They always understood the assignment. Captain Anthony Tony Blake.
That sucks,
these guys didn't
dude.
Understand the assignment. How about if those wings are flapping, you know, an ass is
the cheeks
is clapping.
Are clapping.
Those yeah. cheeks are clapping. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's
or,
nice.
Or someone is tapping. Like, mm-hmm. Look, they could have workshopped
Tony,
it for like
if
2 minutes.
Listening. Yeah. Tony Blake, pilot with 42 years of experience, is describing to Mail Online Travel what it's like piloting a twin-engine Cessna 414 aircraft during his Mile High experience.
Yeah. So you have gone out of your way to do this, sir.
Yeah, you made this.
You made
like,
this.
Like, he's the founder of the Love Cloud Las Vegas experience.
Yeah, hey, wouldn't it be crazy if, like...
It was a sex plane and I piloted it.
And I piloted it? I was sort of, like, flying it. Like, because they need someone to fly it.
Yeah, somebody's got to fly it.
Yeah.
It's a flight he's made 3,000 times over the past 4 years as co-founder, chief pilot of the Love Cloud Vegas Tour. While the My High Club might not be everyone's cup of tea, former commercial pilot Tony is flying high on his success, bolstered by his small aircraft that keeps the costs down so everyday people can afford the experience.
I hate this. I hate...
Just do it on the bus. Like...
It's a stupid fantasy anyway.
Yeah.
It's a stupid fantasy for anyone who's ever used the fucking bathroom of a plane.
I guess, like, that's what Tony's trying to do. He's taking away the bathroom experience.
Yeah, but he's also taking away the subterfuge.
Yeah.
There's
like,
no
this
subterfuge
is,
here.
This
like,
is what's killing
should,
me.
What he should be doing is if he finds them having sex, if I catch you, we're turning this plane right around.
Yeah, you will get yelled at.
And you
yeah,
are going on
you,
the FAA
stop.
Blacklist. That's it.
Man, like, yeah. I'm assuming we're all having the same issue here, right? Which is that, like, the whole point of the Mile High Club thing is the you're having sex in public in some way. Like, the same thing as people who are like, we went to the bathroom in the restaurant that we were at and fucked during dinner.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
Like
you're
the
not
whole
going
point
to the
is
public sex dinner. It's
yeah,
not the same experience.
We're doing something illicit. We could get caught. It's naughty, you know. It's a public sex thing. It's not a sex in the air thing. It's like that's not the fucking.
That's
part
not really the point
that everyone's so excited about. I think.
Yeah.
Imagine exactly this, but like I'm renting a limo that drives around while you fuck in the back. Like, is exactly what this is, right? The limo driver knows you're fucking, but he's not going to hassle you about it.
And also, there's no wall in the limo as well.
Yeah.
It's just
we'll
like
get
a...
to the, we'll get to the details of
yeah,
whether
it's
the pilot
It's just a Toyota
can hear.
Tarago that we're driving.
He says, this is the only job in my life I can't wait to get out of bed for. I love it. I mean, I like to fly airplanes and I like to have sex. I told my wife, I said, we're going to put those two together and we're going to make it the most magical thing.
Fucking hell. Shit sucks.
Shit sucks so much.
It's for sex nerds and also none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, it's for sex nerds and like really vanilla people that are like trying to find some kind of excitement in their dead marriage, right?
It's the same energy as like going on a sex cruise. It's yeah. like, I guess what I find like uncomfortable about a lot of these sorts of things is that it's like so organized, you know? It's all extremely like,
yeah,
we're all planning on this thing, we've made these arrangements, and then we'll all go and do it.
Yeah, we're going to have sex this afternoon about 2:45 reach cruising altitude.
That's right. Make sure you drink some water before we head up there.
Yeah, you're going to get quite dehydrated up there. Yeah. Although, I don't know, this plane probably isn't going that high.
There's no toilet up there, right?
I don't think so. The captain has turned off the pants sign. So, huh? How about that?
Cessna 414. Maybe? Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no... Remember, this is a non-smoking flight. So please slow down if you find yourself.
I'm with you, Theo. I reckon there's got to be intervals. There's intervals at which the captain turns around and says, how y'all doing back there?
Yeah.
And if he sees you fingering, he's like, I'll never.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't do that here. Kind of an intercourse only plane.
Well, I want to know, how long is the flight? What are the
FAQs
parameters?
And they answer nothing. At Love Cloud Las Vegas, we offer a unique, exhilarating experience aboard our twin-engine Cessna 414 aircraft. Designed to evoke emotion, romance, and thrill-seeking excitement, our Mile High Club flights promise an unforgettable adventure that will leave you and your partner breathless.
We already got first thing in the article that they bought the Cessna because it was cheap.
Yeah. Because it was cheap.
That is a cheap plan.
Here are the features of the Mile High Club flight. Wireless sound and light system to set the mood. Luxurious red satin sheets.
So we're going lights off, right?
Oh, you can put your own playlist on. I'm getting Dave Matthews Band up there.
Yeah.
I'm putting 311 on.
You can set your own playlist.
Yep.
Can we have like the menu loop from Call of Duty Black Ops?
Black Ops menu music.
It's on a loop.
Shrek DVD menu.
Halo 3 mission select. Throat singing loop.
Sex position pillows and cushions. Custom foam mattress.
Oh, did you already say luxurious red satin sheets?
Red satin sheets. Yeah. Luxurious
I'm
red satin
some
sheets.
Of this down,
very
this is,
tacky.
Some of this stuff applies for us groundies. And
it does. Our satin sheets are I'm going to say it. Satin sheets are a terrible choice for an intimate evening.
Yeah.
They seem sexy.
You know what my problem is beyond even the choice of like satin sheets is, you know how like if you take a lot of say buses or trains or trams or whatever, no one's ever like, I'd like to touch my dick to this seat. I mean, like people absolutely do that, but like
this better be going somewhere.
These are all extremely trafficked surfaces, right?
Yeah.
It's all what I don't want is to get into the fuck limo where it's like, welcome to the room where 3,000 other people have fucked on this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's kind of a hotel bed, though.
Yeah, but, like, that's not the only thing a hotel does.
That's true.
Like, when you go to the fuck plane where the guy says, I've done 3,000 flights and here's the mattress, here's Old Faithful.
Yeah.
You know? It's a bit more like going to a porn set, you know? Like, it's very...
It's something.
Bed in a brothel, kind of.
It is a little bit. Oh, but you'll have You'll also have complete privacy. So you and your partner are separated from the pilot by a secured curtain door with the pilot equipped with a noise-canceling headset.
He's got his iPad
I'm sure he has.
He's got Coco Melon on.
This guy already admitted he's a freak and he likes doing this.
He already said he's a freak and he loves sex. Like,
Does he love sex or does he love facilitating sex, you know? No, he loves sex. He's got the little keyhole camera.
You know, I don't even have to be up the front the whole time, hey? I can just set the autopilot for a little while. And I set the heading.
Just set an autopilot.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. We're just gliding for a while.
Yeah.
What if I just came back here? What if I was in the cockpit?
In the cockpit, yeah.
What if I was just here in the cockpit? Anyway.
We have to follow limo driver precedent here because none of us have been on a fuck plane. I think we have to follow limo driver precedent. And I think that culture tells us that the limo driver does get to turn around and have a look.
Yeah, you're
allowed to. He will go, or he looks in the rear vision mirror and his eyes get big.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you're not going to come off the road up there, you know?
That's true.
You can kind of take your eyes off the road a bit. That's fine.
Yeah, that's true. So I was curious. I wondered if people did not like their experience, but they had like a 4.9 rating on Google. People love the Mile High Club. So
I think people love coming.
I think they do.
The reviews are probably maybe a little bit biased by the fact that they busted.
Yeah.
I think it's a very self-selecting audience. Like, you know, people who would go to the Alcatraz restaurant.
Yeah, it's like that you're going to enjoy Alcatraz because you thought Alcatraz sounded like fun. Yeah.
I get to pretend to be a prisoner.
Ooh,
I get to take my own pruno to the restaurant. So you just kind of have to, I think it's the sort of thing where you have to be very excited by the idea of busting on a plane.
Yeah, you're
to book yourself
excited.
the fuck plane, yeah.
Yeah. So these people said, worth every penny. If you're on the fence, just book it. Every aspect was awesome. Privacy was not an issue at all. Excellent views. Speakers for your own music. Dave Matthews Band. The limo in the plane. Professional. Wet wipes and water in the plane. Champagne, chocolates, flowers.
That's
bathroom if needed in plane.
That's so good to think about, isn't it?
Just the wet wipes.
The wet wipes.
The sex wet wipes.
Just the practicality of...
In the sex room in the plane.
In the sex room in a plane.
Have they got rubber sheets on the mattress? Like, what?
So I didn't include it in here, but there was a part in the article where the pilot said that they throw out the sheets, which, like, that sounds false. Like, you're buying new red satin sheets every time.
Well, every flight?
You can't bleach them like the hotels do, right?
Yeah, you can't bleach a red satin sheet. I think he's lying.
There's a dumb sheet choice.
Stupid sheet choice. You should have got white. You need a bleachable.
You can bleach.
Turns out you can really see the cum on red satin sheets.
You're really cool.
It draws the eye, you know?
This next person says, who wants to join the Mile High Club in a small bathroom on a commercial flight?
That's kind of the point. Yeah.
Right? Or in your chair, right? You're doing something in the seat.
Yeah. With Raph Fiennes.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get nailed by Raph Fiennes on a Qantas flight.
On a Qantas flight.
God. I don't want to do it on a plane at all, to be honest.
Yeah, no, you've got a 0% chance of meeting Raph Fiennes on the Mile High Club flight. You've got to bring your own.
Oh, you've got to bring your own. You can't just go alone and hope to find one.
Lucy, as a plane curious woman, who knows a lot more about planes than I do. Do you know if, like, planes of the 50s and 60s and stuff had, like, significantly bigger bathrooms?
Like, presumably. Because the general, you know, like, seating and everything was, like, much more luxurious. It was much more spacious.
Yeah. And they're, like, pushing the roast beef carvery cart down the aisle, you know?
Yeah, and just you're smoking. You're just having, like, five darts, in your seat. Yeah.
Seven whiskeys on your one-hour flight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, so I kind of imagine that maybe maybe when people started doing maybe it, the it was Mile like High Club. Easier to do.
But right, it's from a bygone era where yeah. it was yeah. easier to do.
Currently, and capitalism though, like, sort of just taken this away from us. Shrinking bathrooms, haven't even got enough room in there to get nailed by
there
raffians.
Wouldn't be, right? You couldn't. I barely like, got enough raffians
room to put my pants back on.
Couldn't fit. Like,
yeah.
All the way back on. Like, yeah. I get into an airplane
spit
bathroom.
In your mouth and he spits on the back of your head.
And I'm immediately like bent right over at the neck. Like, there's no second person getting in there with me.
No. Also, like, someone like me is sitting there watching the toilet, just waiting for a window, just all flight. Yeah, I'm waiting yeah, yeah. for a window. I'm waiting for that green light. So I'm noticing if two people are in there together. Like, and I'm telling the flight attendant, like, I'm dobbing.
Yeah, that girl cut in line.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two people in there. I'm waiting to go to the toilet.
And any time that you get into an airplane bathroom and you go, and you cop just a bit of smell from being in an extremely small chamber.
Yeah.
That other people have been doing their business in. And,
what do you reckon it smells like up there?
In the fuck plane?
Yeah, in the fuck plane.
A lot of...
Raffians has Serbian citizenship.
Smells like lube and like coconut tanning oil and avgas.
Just avgas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the Mile High Gold Package, in which you receive a 60-minute flight, a membership certificate, and a membership card to say that you're in the Mile High Club.
That's so fucking lame.
Basically $700 per person. But if you can get it done in 30 minutes, yeah, only 500
not a problem.
Per person. So
30 minutes is so long, dude.
I was going to say, 30-minute flights, like... By the time, I'm assuming that's taking the time to ascend and descend. So you've probably got 10 to 15 minutes.
I was going to say, Theo's like, pulling back that curtain before they've finished descending. It's fine. Just put it down. Just put
turn
it down.
Around.
Oh, it's too soon to come around? Okay.
I did see that their page is like, you know, you can have up to 4 people or something like that. And then it had a little winky emoji.
Yeah, it's really gross.
A little wink emoji. Hey.
Getting a certificate and a membership card is so fucking lame. Mm. Like, it's, again, this is like really sex yeah. nerd stuff to be like, yeah. I did this and then I got my Xbox achievement.
Yeah, I've ticked like, off. I've got
and I can
yeah,
literally show other people to prove it, like, as opposed to it just be like...
Make
wouldn't it
count.
Be much cooler if you were like at a dinner party and something came up and you just casually revealed to your friends that you'd yeah. fucked on a plane one
that
time?
You're on
isn't
the FAA
that so much
no fly
cooler?
List. Yeah. yeah.
It's Make a lot it cooler count. Than going, here's my laminated card that I got from Tony.
Oh, everyone gets one of these.
Everyone who's done it in the plane, all 3,000 of us.
Yeah. I was a big boy buster up in the...
Busted my nut in the plane.
Oh, we got down the bottom. Tony gave me an orange Powerade.
You know, Tony's giving you like a high five after that flight. Like,
Tony's giving you
high five guy. Yeah.
I'm not making eye contact with Tony afterwards, by the way. I'm looking at
pulls
my
back
shoes.
The curtain, he's like, everybody have a good time. Theo's dead silent looking at yeah. the floor.
So I fucking like speak to me, Tony. Flicking through Twitter. Oh, sorry, I got a bit of a phone addiction here.
Just going up there and being on your phone the whole time.
I was going to say, looking, both of you looking at your phones the whole time that Tony's doing the safety demo.
Imagine you get into an argument on the way to the fuck plane.
Yeah.
Like on your yeah, Vegas yeah. holiday. You just
and
had
not
a fight.
In the mood.
You're in the car and you're just not in the mood. Paid for it. Paid $700 per person.
I know. I know there are some of our listeners who think
so
that,
rough.
Who think
oh,
that
just $700 for me, thank you.
I know that some of our listeners think that I and possibly some of you guys are like sex negative people, but like I'm just negative this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Me too.
I think you should fuck when you and one or more other people are in a place and you're like, hey, this is happening.
Yeah.
Like Like we're saying about the fucking on a plane, it's spontaneity that's good. Yeah. I just think it would be really weird to be like, all right, so we've put down a deposit and I have to nut on Friday between 11:45 and 12:15.
Yes. Mm.
So we can get our membership cards.
If we want to save some money and get our membership cards. How do you think Tony, like, how serious do you think Tony is about, like, those membership cards?
He's inspecting your balls after the flight.
He's checking everyone out because he's like, well, you know, I had my noise-canceling headphones on and stuff, but I don't just give these out.
Mm.
You have to have fucked. You have to have finished. Otherwise?
Yeah, he's big stickler for the rules. It's my post-flight checklist. All right.
Let's get these clothes back off.
Yeah. You busted in her? Oh, you didn't bust? Tell me at least you busted on her.
he's giving you those he's giving you the little paper cards that Australian Customs gets you to fill out on the plane on the way back in.
Little yellow slip.
You must have been confused by the wording. It says here you didn't bust.
You didn't bust her?
So you're meant to tick yes for all of these, and I can see that you've ticked no here. Yeah.
I'll
ground. Give you another one. You just try again. We'll work this out, okay? I don't want a problem.
We'll be up
here
as long as it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that. I didn't like it.
Wow. The guy who loves sex and planes and gets to fly a sex plane every goddamn week, he must be the luckiest motherfucker in America. It's time for Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
This comes to us from KIRO in Seattle.
The Kiro?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, we don't. The K is the. I'll never learn this.
Human finger found in Tacoma driveway ID'd. Returned to owner.
Oh, that is lucky.
A good news story.
Oh, yeah, I did lose that.
Hey.
Oh.
Just looking at one hand, there's five fingers.
Didn't even know that fell out of my pocket.
The other hand. Oh, would you look at that?
Oh, thought something was a little off. Mm-hmm. You know, turns around to look back down, it's all white blood all over the house.
Yeah.
TV remote, all over the walls. Toilets looking terrible. The case of a mysterious human finger found in a Tacoma driveway earlier this month has been solved, and the digit has been returned to its rightful owner. Earlier this month? So how good is the finger to you still?
Wait, found in the driveway earlier this month?
But did it only just get given back
to its owner? I don't think they probably need that anymore.
Is this for closure?
Yeah, like a month later, I'm not doing much with it.
Like, you can stitch them back on, right? But I assume there's kind of like a window.
Yeah. That finger's just for pranks now.
Yeah.
That's
a prank finger.
I'm getting mine cast in resin and wearing it around my neck.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It'd be nice. During the afternoon of July the 5th, Tacoma Police Department, or the TPD.
Toilet paper department.
Yeah.
Responded to a report of a finger found in a driveway in the 800 block of South Pine Street, according to a statement TPD Public Information Officer Detective William Muse sent to My Northwest. William Muse, anything there for you? Thank you. Muse provided an update in a statement to My Northwest.
The Muse
did? Why?
That a person, quote, saw the story and called the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office, which had taken custody of the digit, to claim the finger.
Could have been a better system. don't call the police. Just wait for it to be in the newspaper.
They saw a thing about a found finger and they were like, oh.
What are the chances?
I think that might be my finger.
Two people losing a finger in 1 month?
I lost my finger in that neighborhood earlier this month.
you're calling the finger lost and found, and they're like, can you describe the finger for us?
Oh, kind of like rough cuticles, you know.
A lot of human shit caked up around the cubicles and under the nail. Yeah. Muse didn't provide the identity of the man who claimed the finger in his statement. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Why would Muse know who it was?
The man identified himself by his surname and admitted to losing multiple digits, quote, messing around with some fireworks.
No.
Multiple. So he probably wouldn't even notice. He wouldn't have noticed one was gone because he's probably got like eight missing.
And it's just gone like, I landed on a driveway somewhere.
Man. How long do you reckon they looked before they gave up?
Yeah.
Yeah, at what point are you like, oh, it's late? It's like midnight, I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, and like if you don't have a lot of, you're not scouring the driveway yourself, right? While like comical jets of blood kind of pop
No, you've
out
got a
the...
you've got a tea towel wrapped around your hand and a very distant look in your eyes.
Yeah,
I think. You wait for the ambulance.
Find that finger.
Boy, I hope they find that finger.
Yeah. Surely that. Because it's not like you chop it off with a knife. Right?
No.
Surely that finger.
It wouldn't be clean, right?
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
Kind of rough. Yeah.
Like a pop balloon. know? Yeah, I think it's not good. I think it's not good. Looks more like hot dog in microwave than hot dog sliced on a chopping board.
Yeah, skin popped off, all that stuff.
Muse didn't provide the identity of the man who claimed the finger in his statement. He did explain the latent prints on the recovered finger correspond with the information about the person available in the FBI database. Huh?
Huh? Muse? Why would Muse know who it was?
Was he in the FBI database?
This guy was in the FBI. Okay, he's like he fucked around with some fireworks. It's probably not his first rodeo,
yeah,
so to speak.
Muse concluded his statement.
It's not. It's a band. It's not just Matt Bellamy.
No, it's the other two. Whoever they are.
Oh.
The bassist, because he's the one going dun 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 dun.
Their statement. Their statement.
Muse concluded his statement by saying the case hasn't been assigned to an investigator and added that no criminal charges will be pursued.
What
are
you going
to get him for?
What's
blowing
the crime?
Your own
How are they
going
to solve it?
I think you're allowed to do that if you want to.
Feels like they should assign this one just so that they could close the ticket.
Yeah.
Get your stats up for the,
yeah.
for the month.
Solved.
Yeah. It probably belongs to the guy who blew all his fingers off with the fireworks, whose fingerprint is in the database
in the
matching
FBI
this fingerprint.
Could just
we probably should have
on.
Called him when we ran the FBI thing, but we were very busy and he called us because he saw that in the newspaper.
Just kind of got away from us. You know, the week gets away from you sometimes.
You got to make lists.
Mm.
You got to make... You look up the identity of the fingerprint in the FBI database, you get a hit straight away. You want to write down in a list. Make a time to anchor it.
Mm. You can tick off, look up fingerprint.
Yeah, right, yeah, separate
you know?
It into little
feel...
tasks. It's going to feel good when you
yeah,
tick off
that's feel really good.
You got to break it down into little tasks.
And then you can move on to call
solved.
Call finger man.
Call
do
finger
something
guy.
With the information. Look, I understand looking it up in the FBI database is the fun part. It goes and all the names and photos scroll past really fast until it like lands on one. That rocks every single time and it feels great to do, but you've got to close.
But I bet if it did actually work like that in real life, it'd take so fucking long.
It takes
like,
so fucking long.
What if, how many entries have they got in that database? What if your guy only pops up like, you know, 2,000 into the search?
And you're like, is there any way to disable these animations? No, not that we found. Well, we asked, but it does this every time. But like, database is only getting bigger. It takes longer every time.
You can press the space bar really fast to go to the next one slightly faster than just leaving it to go, you know? But that's about as far as we've got with that. Tacoma police said there had been no blood around the finger and it appeared to have been, comma, possibly, comma, left on the property by an animal, perhaps a bird. Someone's just having fun with it there. How did it get on the property? Perhaps.
Rules. Probably this a bird dropped it.
This is like some intro to Magnolia shit. Man, I don't want a bird taking a journey with my finger.
No.
No, you don't know where it's been. He's probably kept it in his little nest. Use it to impress a woman.
As far as I know, according to television and films, if I lose a finger, I'm grabbing it immediately. I'm picking it up. I'm bundling it up in some ice.
You're putting it in that ice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking it to the hospital.
They say, please, Mr. Doctor.
And I don't know why that works, but apparently it does.
It doesn't seem like it should. It seems like you've got like bones and nerves and tendons. What about my tendons? You know?
Yeah. Like, I think it's all kind of got to be in the same spot.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe.
Maybe it doesn't work. Like the knuckle wouldn't work after that, right? Depending how long you've got it. Come back to this.
But it might be good for like pressing buttons on the microwave.
I've heard about people getting them back on, but I've never really seen one that's been put back on afterwards to kind of get what the condition is like. I don't know if it looks like a normal finger with like a Frankenstein's neck scar around the bottom of it, or if it just looks like a big mangled dead turd that you can't do anything with, you know? But maybe there's a spectrum there, depending on how clean the explosion was.
Yeah. The closest analog I have is when my dad, as a teenager, was trying to open a parcel, and there was this. They used to close up parcels with this stuff called tar paper. I think. And he's like trying to tear it with his front teeth, like pulling at the parcel, and instead he just popped out his top four front teeth. And so he took, bundled them all up in a little towelette, and took that to the dentist, and they popped them back in.
Oh,
just glue those bad boys back in there.
As far as I know,
that's wild.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, you should wrap your finger in a sealed plastic bag, and then put the bag in ice.
Yeah. Oh, instead of putting it straight in the water,
put it direct contact with the ice.
Okay.
If this ever
happens, going to get it wet.
Don't get it wet. You don't want a wet, shriveled finger, apparently. you got to put it in a container or a bag and then in the ice.
Okay.
And you've got about 12 hours.
Yeah. If the doctors see it looking all wrinkled, they won't operate on it. Yeah. They think it's yucky.
Yucky bath finger.
Just waving it away.
Ooh, that's great. I don't want to touch it. Yucky.
Oh, boy. TPD officers attempted to identify the finger using a portable fingerprint scanner, but no identification was able to be made. Of course.
Pretty mangled. Probably.
Yeah. You got to try it, though. Yeah. Like, you find a severed finger.
Hey, don't we have a fucking...
Don't we have a thing
for fingerprint
this?
Scanner in the glove box?
You'd be doing japes with that finger.
Yeah.
You pranking your friends.
Pretending to pick your nose with it.
Yeah. Real funny stuff.
Real good gear. Calls were made to local hospitals, but they didn't report anyone being treated over the 4th of July holiday for any sort of dismembering injury.
Right.
He just didn't go to the hospital.
Didn't go. No. Like, what's the point at this stage?
I'll put
a Band-Aid on it. I've absolutely done some injuries to myself where, you know, like I often ask my mum for advice about, like, I've done something terrible to myself. What kind of bandage should I put on it, you know? Mm. And there's been some of those where she's advised me and then later on reflection, you absolutely should have gone to the emergency room for that. Like, things where I've either given myself a big fucking cut with a knife or badly burned myself or whatever, you know. If I'm blowing a finger off,
I'll probably go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going in and I'm saying...
not growing back.
Well, or even just like stopping bleeding.
Are they bleeding that much?
I'm getting the impression that it was cauterized.
You're right.
He's blasted those things to hell.
Just blasted them off. It was obviously done. Didn't need the hospital.
He heard the sizzle.
We're past the hospital.
Past hospital.
Either I die or I live through this with just my thumbs.
Wow. Sometimes when you're in crisis, you call an ambulance. Other times you call this podcast on the Punta Vista Hotline. It's time for the Punta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Punta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Punta Vista Hotline. You can send us an email. Mailbag at puntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-515, that's the Punta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Punta Vista Hotline.
Plus, Muse are from England.
Why did they ask them for comments?
What are they doing there? This has been sent in to us by listener John. Bit nondescript.
Yeah.
Maybe a fake
Could
name?
Be anyone.
Double quotes.
It sounds
yeah.
made up, yeah.
Oh, listener John Doe?
Yeah.
Not very likely. Seriously, thank you, John. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much.
This comes to us from WLOS in North Carolina.
Mm. Is this loss? So on so forth.
Gunman shot at North Carolina tree trimming crew. Multiple injured. Wait.
All right.
Okay.
Law enforcement confirmed 4 people were injured after a gunman opened fire on a tree trimming crew in North Carolina in the Murphytown area of Yancey County.
Why?
Don't do that.
Why did you do that?
Let's find out.
I think it's their wives.
Get away. Well, or is it guys coming out to be like, stop fucking my wife? Guy up in a cherry picker?
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe.
One worker was shot twice and 2 others each sustained an individual gunshot in their upper bodies. Oof. I'm calling emergency about that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Per Yancey County Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Higgins.
Yeah, you don't want to get shot in the kill zone.
No.
Yeah, I feel like
important
above.
Important stuff in there.
Yeah.
Anything in the torso area is probably like the kill zone, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Although they lived, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes when I am scrolling on what used to be Twitter, and sometimes like if you're looking at the videos and stuff, your algorithm will take a little turn, and then all of a sudden it's like wildest no cap fights. And unhinged street violence, you know? You ever happen upon any of them?
No, yeah. Actually, never.
I don't understand.
An Andrew special.
I don't know how an algorithm takes me away from my...
I never,
yeah.
scroll on X or Twitter. Like, no. Oh, I've done like one, and then it's because I'm doing it just by like muscle memory for reels. But you don't want to do that on Twitter. You don't want to start scrolling through videos on Twitter.
Well, that's what I'm saying I've done. And you don't want to do that because all of a sudden it'll be like, hey, here's some apeshit violence out of nowhere.
Okay. Yeah. And I get enough of that of like people actually posting on Twitter.
Yeah,
like
I don't need
an algorithm kind of scooping more up for me.
Yeah.
No.
Throwing it in my trough. Like,
And the thing that really sticks in my mind about any time that you realize a moment too late that what you're watching is a video where someone's about to get shot, is that a lot of the time when people get shot in the upper body one time, they immediately and instantly drop to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, as though they are a puppet and all of their strings have been cut.
Yeah.
Which is like... that. It's very different to what it looks like when people get shot in the movies and they go, ooh, and then they like run around the corner.
Yeah.
Or engage someone in a fist fight.
I'm dying now of this bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with you, Theo. I don't want to take one in the kill box.
No.
Like that's really, it's all your most important stuff is there. And apparently it doesn't take a lot of poking.
I don't want all my shit fucked by hydrostatic forces.
Uh-uh.
No.
Officials
I don't want to look like those gel blocks.
No, I don't want to look like somebody
getting hit with a bowling ball or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to look like one of those guys who's like getting done by the Mythbusters. Dummies. The Mythbusters crew.
Yeah.
You got to watch the slow mo guys have got some great stuff of like firing shit. One of them was they got one of those full the dummy that's. That's ballistic
it's
gel.
It's got like the gel the inside organs, it. And
the
everything.
Ballistic yeah. gel stuff. Dummy, yeah. All the fucked up stuff.
And they fire a bowling ball out of a cannon at its head.
It's
so satisfying to watch, but also.
I saw a similar video the other day, the full ballistics gel dummy, and some people fired an actual turtle shell at it that they had painted red, like Mario. And they had like a full size, like big ass turtle shell,
mm-hmm.
okay.
and launched it at this dummy, the ballistics gel dummy, and fucking vaporized that
yeah.
thing. Yeah, like from the chest up, you know.
We're so wet, and we're so made of organs.
So wet in there. I need all that stuff.
Yeah, don't shoot know? Us.
Officials identified the suspected gunman. As Lucas Murphy, 36, who is now in custody. Quote, they were up a private drive, cutting right of way from the power line, and Mr. Murphy came out from his home and started engaging them in gunfire, said Higgins. The crew wasn't all in the same location. Different crew members were in different areas of the woods.
What?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... psycho. Yeah, don't.
Why did he do this?
The tree trimming crew was subcontracted by Duke Energy, which provides a work notification before maintenance work begins.
Yeah.
Higgins said that Murphy, the alleged gunman, used his rifle to shoot at the crew. Quote, we kept getting more reports that he was continuing to engage them in the woods, said Higgins. I think you should have gone out there after the first report, honestly.
Yeah, probably. Why did you end up getting more reports that he was using his rifle to shoot yeah. at these guys?
Man, damn, that shit's crazy.
That sucks. Sorry that just call hurt. Us if it gets worse.
Sorry that happened to you.
Sorry that happened to you. I'm actually at capacity right now.
Deputies arrived at the scene and traveled on foot to the highly wooded area to confront Murphy. Higgins said they engaged in a shootout. Yeah. Now he's shooting at the cops.
Hey, knock it off.
Buddy.
Blam, blam, blam.
Quote, the suspect was ultimately shot and he was taken into custody. It was a very chaotic scene, Higgins said. Officials said that Murphy sustained non-life-threatening injuries. They said three victims suffered very serious injuries. That's not funny.
Yeah. Hey, quit shooting people.
Not a joke. Don't. Not funny. Don't.
Yeah. like I'm talking to my child. Like... No, I'm don't. Serious right
we
now.
We don't do that.
Look
we
at
don't
my face.
Shoot people. Look into my eyes so I know that you're listening.
We do
say
not
it back
shoot
to me.
People
say it
in
back
this
to me.
House. That's you not ever... how we get what we want.
So how we solve our problems. Do you ever see me and your mother shoot each other?
No.
No.
Barely ever.
Barely ever. And I'm sorry we started shooting at you. That was not okay.
It's just
we
hurt
were feeling
people hurt
upset
people, you know?
Because you had shot other
at
people.
At us.
God damn. That's coming out and active shootering the people in the cherry pickers.
Hmm.
Do you think he didn't like the noise? Do you think it
people
was...
go psycho about we have talked about this, but people go psycho about the power stuff.
Yeah, and the linemen.
If people had guns in Australia, they would not 100% be doing this.
Yeah, is this a lineman incident?
I
really
don't know
like,
how
he's
much
a tree
yeah.
trimmer. That's how that's kind
yeah,
of the same
it's,
thing.
But it's tree trimming around the power lines, right?
Probably yeah. right.
So, it makes me wonder which aspect of this set this dude yeah. off. It could, it could be
stay away from our trees.
Could be stay away from, you know, don't come on my property and cut my trees. It could be, hey, they're installing 5G up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It could be just...
this guy fucked my wife. She is a bucket bunny.
It could be that strain of American, if you step on my property, I'm fine to shoot at you.
Yeah, this is castle doctrine.
Can't come on here trimming my trees. They just want your power to stay on, brother. You know? Yeah. They want you to be able to stay in that basement looking at those videos online.
Yeah.
Learning about our world from YouTube. They want you down there. They don't want you out here. Look what happens.
Search Ukraine. Watch whatever comes up.
Whatever you like. Whatever takes your fancy.
Whatever takes your fancy.
You know?
It's rancid. I hate this episode.
Do we do a palate cleanser before we go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Boy. There's some strange people in America. I think we can all agree. Also, there's some strange folks over there in the Netherlands. It's time for Netherlands Corner.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Winter Vista, Nature Corner, rubber craft, sit my dick.
This comes to us from the NL Times. Third hand grenade hits Spiker Nissa home in a month.
Third?
I have the worst luck.
This always happens to me.
How was everyone's weekend? Did anything interesting happen?
You'd absolutely think he was lying. You'd be like, Sven says a hand grenade hits his house every fucking weekend.
I'm back in here. Third time this month, Sven is like, oh, yeah, a fucking hand grenade hit my house. And everyone, you can, like, see people on the call rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
No one's even trying to hide it anymore.
Absolute Gemini behavior.
Yeah.
No one fucking believes you, Sven.
Oh, I just want attention so bad.
Yeah, well, here's your attention you ordered.
Yeah. A hand grenade exploded at a home in Spiker Nissa during the early hours of Monday morning. The explosion happened at a home on Vlindavien, where hand grenades were found in two other incidents earlier this month. At what point are you like, sir, are these your hand grenades?
Yeah, did you do this?
No. He's looking really shy. He's kicking the ground, you know?
Mm.
Man, no one got hurt in Monday's explosion. But the blast did crack several windows, including those of neighbors, who are probably sick of this shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hope the next one fucking kills you.
Eyewitnesses told Rheinmond that someone tried to throw the grenade into the home, but missed. The hand grenade fell onto the street and exploded there. Skill issue. And it's your third go?
Yeah.
Third go and you couldn't get it.
Maybe throwing hand grenades isn't for you.
Maybe get a gun.
This time for sure. Through the window. Fuck. Running back off. He's got to wait a whole fucking week until no one thinks he's got to come back.
No,
and
I should have more than one grenade.
I've got to spend half a week walking towards my grenade supplier.
Yeah.
Several homes on the street were evacuated while the authorities removed the explosive. This was the first one. Oh, let me run it back to the start of this paragraph. My apologies. The two previous hand grenades found at the home did not explode. Fucking loser.
Yeah. Throws two before he realizes he's got to pull the pin.
Yeah,
if I ever have an enemy who tries to kill me, I fucking hope it's this guy.
So it's this, yeah.
It's like reverse Inspector Clouseau-ing me. The first was found on July the 4th. Several homes on the street were evacuated while the authorities removed the explosive. The mayor then closed the house. The mayor came down?
The mayor?
Adjusting his sash, this house is closed. The second grenade was left at the home on July the 7th. Okay, small window.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, someone really wanted this guy.
A neighbor described the blast as, quote, a gigantic explosion, according to Reinmond. Yep.
Yep.
That's hand grenades.
Checks out.
Quote, it was very close. Too close, he said. He is surprised that whoever is behind the grenades keeps targeting a house closed by the municipality. Quote, what are they doing? I mean, no one lives here.
Oh,
they don't achieve anything with this. Only people are afraid and will no longer go out on the street because they don't know what will happen next. Oh,
I know what's happening. This guy just needs somewhere to throw his grenades.
Yeah, now the house is empty.
He was being very safe when he
what's
put...
What's the crime? He's just got to put more stank on it.
He puts an unexploded one down first and then calls the police.
Yeah.
And they come around and say, we got to close this house. And then he takes out his list, ticks off the first one. Make house abandoned.
Yeah.
No one's been in this house the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just an abandoned house to throw grenades in. That actually
lose
sounds
a grenade,
super fun.
Now I got the rest of them I can just throw in this house.
Mm.
It's surreal, another local told the broadcaster. What are we supposed to do with this? Just wait and hope it doesn't happen again? Or pack your things and move? The police have placed two mobile cameras on the street.
It's not your house they're after.
Yeah.
They just want the empty one.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry if an empty house next to me got blown up by a grenade. That's just not my business.
Yeah. I'm actually laughing.
I would mainly just worry that the grenade thrower was so bad at throwing grenades.
Yeah.
That he would hit my house.
Bounce off and damage my house.
I don't think he's very good at this, yeah.
I would be kind of suggesting to the newspaper that I wanted this guy to close the deal.
Yeah, like get it done. Get it out of your system.
Or maybe switch to Molotov cocktails or something. You know?
Yeah,
you don't
maybe
have
just
to be
burn
like,
it down. Pyromania.
Don't have to be as precise with it. You don't have to get it right through the bathroom window.
Yeah,
you
practice with baseballs first.
Like you're trying to hit the port on the Death Star. You know, if you throw a Molotov cocktail and it hits the side of the house, you're good. You know.
Yeah.
You just got to learn to adapt.
Yes.
You know, madness
lemonade.
Madness is throwing a hand grenade over and over again.
And expecting
something different.
Different result. That is so true.
You know?
Mm.
Wow. This guy could take a lot of advice from us.
Yeah.
As far as is known, no arrests have been made. The unsolvable crime.
What's the crime?
Throwing an unexploded hand grenade?
One third of his grenades have exploded and you're angry at him?
Yeah. You're mad.
You know? What, you want more grenades to explode?
Oh, you want more people to get hurt.
That's crazy. You sound crazy. You sound crazy, Dutch Belize. That has 100% been an episode of Bunta Vista. Thank you for listening. We're going to come around to 5 of your houses, give you a little kiss. You know?
Yeah.
The rest of you, grenades.
Grenades. Everybody else gets a grenade.
And I'm
good
at it.
Will it explode? Who could say? Catch you on the main episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.